This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. Wind makes it feel colder than it is, but how much? Rick, talk to us about wind chill factor.
Wind chill is widely used in North America as a way to describe the combined impacts of air temperature and wind speed to quantify the rate of heat loss from a particular surface, typically the human body. Now, since the introduction of wind chill in public use, it's gone through quite a few different versions. The most recent version was implemented by the National Weather Service in 2001 and offered significant changes to the version that had been in use during the 1980s and 90s.
So how was wind chill revised?
The biggest change that most folks noticed, no longer had very negative values of wind chill. You might recall that back prior to 2001, sometimes you'd hear either in forecasts or even in observations of wind chills in the hundreds below. Those are gone with the 2001 formula. And the primary reason for that was due to the extensive testing prior to the implementation of this new formula. It was found that wind speeds above about 40 miles an hour don't increase the rate of cooling significantly. At 40 miles an hour, air is moving past your body so fast that it doesn't cool any faster if the wind speeds picks up even by a lot. And so those unrealistically high values are gone in the new wind chill.
Okay, actually have wondered about that. Interesting. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.